From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Cleanup is underway today in parts of Iowa and Minnesota. That's after a tornado swept through late yesterday, killing at least 7 people. The twister killed a toddler in Hugo, Minnesota, a suburb of St. Paul. It also hit Parkersburg, Iowa, a town of about 1,000 people northeast of Des Moines. 4 Parkersburg residents died, and nearly a third of the town was destroyed in just minutes. Pat Blank of Iowa Public Radio reports.
On a day when families and friends usually gather for picnics or ball games, people here are sifting through rubble. Lots of rubble. What's believed to be an F4 tornado leveled the southern half of this town of Parkersburg, killing 4 people. Kenneth Coates Sr. is here, helping family members salvage what they can.
Fairly all brand new houses up through there, built in the last 8 to 10 years. They're all gone. There was one family right here on the corner. They was trapped in the basement for a while. And one of the fatalities, he lived just up over the hill there.
Parkersburg also lost its bank, high school, restaurants, and grocery store. Many buildings here are nothing but splinters. Homes are just piles of glass, metal, and wood with an occasional clothing item sticking through. Larry Johnson's mother is disabled and could only make it to the front hallway of her house.
And that's where she was. She had just got in the hallway when it hit, and it the roof and went, and she said she had a card table. She held it over her head, but it sucked that away, and then the bedding from the bed flew through the hallway, and she grabbed that and hid underneath that until it was over, and with just a matter of a minute or so, it was everything was gone.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley lives in nearby New Hartford, where 2 people were killed. Touring the destruction, he appears visibly shaken.
Well, it's the most devastation that I've ever seen from a tornado, and I've seen most of it on television. But television could not tell you the story of how bad this is here.
I'm standing on the top of a hill at a place where I used to live for 6 years. There used to be a barn, a house, a garage, and some outbuildings. Now there's nothing but dirt.
We have requested an expedited emergency response that will be granted, which means we'll get federal assistance at least in this community right away so we can start the cleanup effort.
That's Iowa Governor Chet Colver touring the site today. Shelters have been established in nearby towns, and the Red Cross will provide food, water, and a place to sleep for those displaced as long as necessary. As for those trying to pick up the pieces of their lives, people living on the Mississippi River, 90 miles away, have found pictures and bank statements from Parkersburg residents floating in the water. For NPR News, I'm Pat Blank.